Hi, this is Sally Reamer. I'd like to read a poem that I wrote while I was teaching third grade here in Petersburg. It's called Collections. Collections can be lots of fun. They bring us joy when there's no sun. Things we find that don't cost money. Crazy stuff we think is funny. Coins or stamps from far-off places. Picture postcards, happy faces. Models, shells, dolls and rocks. Broken junk we find on docks. They can be big, they can be small, they can be anything at all. What do you collect?
Hi, I'm Colleen Nicholson. Reflections on collections I have known. I am a stamp collector, Coburn Kunkel proudly said. His smug reply stoked the fire of competition in my head. He was the lad seated in the desk just across the aisle. Miss Strand, teacher par excellence, sent him an admiring smile. You've joined the ranks of famous folk who pursue this worthy hobby. I ground my teeth and vowed a vow as I beheld his self-pleased smirk. It's time to get to work. I've never collected anything of which I was aware. I'd spent my time reading books, slumped in an easy chair. That Kunkel kid's smug attitude awoke my indignation. I let go of my lassitude and prodded my imagination. I'd better get a move on. What could I collect? My mother suggested collecting spoons. A friend suggested plates. And now my walls have racks of spoons and plates from far-off places. I've had to call a halt to both. There are no more empty spaces. I've silenced my collector's lust. Now my collections are collecting dust.
Hi, this is Sally Reamer with a poem about my collection. Do I collect frogs, or do frogs collect me? I'm not sure which way it goes. They appear at my door, and they clutter my room. They even show up on my toes. I think it was Kermit who started this thing. Then it grew, and it grew, and it grew. They croak and they grin. Some are fat, some are thin. If you like, I could give one to you.